Chapter 6, Perspectives on the Absolute. Devotee, the conditioned soul has some attraction to Lord Shiva in Mahesh Dham. What is Lord Shiva's position? Srila Guru Maharaj, his position is as master of this Maya, illusory potency. He is not a slave of misunderstanding, although he remains in the relativity of misunderstanding. He remains in a masterly position. In his Brihad Bhagavatamritam, Srila Sanatana Goswami has explained that when one becomes liberated, Maya Devi comes to him saying, "Why do you leave me? I would like to serve you, don't forsake me." In this way, she again comes to offer her service to Shiva, that is, the liberated soul. If he is enticed by that charm, he may again enter the mundane world. But if he has the attitude and Shraddha within himself to deal indifferently, he neglects it and goes upwards. No, I have my engagement, my duty. I have no time to satisfy anyone by accepting their service. I have my Lord, I must serve him. Swadharma Nishta Shatta Janma Bhipuman Virinjatang Iti Tata Paranghimam Avyakritang Bhagavato Tabaishnavam Padang Jatahang Vibudha Kalatyaye. Srimad Bhagavatam 4:24-29. Here Mahadev, Lord Shiva, says that if one can perform his duty in Varnashram Dharma, godly socio-religious function, for 100 consecutive births, he attains to the position of Lord Brahma. Swadharma means prescribed duties according to the Varnashram Dharma as sanctioned in the Vedas. Jatak prabhatir bhutanam jena sarvam idang tatam svakarmana tang abhyarcha siddhing vindati manava. Bhagavad Gita 18:46. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam, Itavang Shankya Yogya Bhyam Swadharma Parinishthaya Chanma Labha Para Pungshang Ante Narayana Smiti 2:16. Shankya means Gyan, enlightenment by knowledge and renunciation up to Brahman. Yoga means Ashtangadi Yoga, yoga meditation on Paramatman, headed by the Eightfold System. And Swadharma Nishta means Nishkam Karma Yoga, unselfish duty in Varnashram. Etavan means they can lead us so far, that is, up to liberation. Then Janma Labha Parapungshang Ante Narayana Smiti. We must attain the fulfillment of our life in the service of Narayan through Shraddha from a guru. This is the positive attainment, like a visa. And the first three classes are comparable to a passport. The yoga system, progressing towards the conception of Paramatman, Varnashram Dharma, or executing our duties in this world, because the Vedas have recommended this for our good, but at the same time we must not want anything in return, Nishkam. And also Shankya, Gyan, the process of Neti, 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 or this is not, this is not, this is not, Na Iti, this is all gross, this is all gross, this is all gross. I am soul, I am consciousness, I am spirit. The process of elimination. Perfection in one of these three methods may be compared to gaining a passport. But Janma Labha, the real fulfillment of life, is Ante Narayana Smiti, the memory or consciousness of Narayan after death. Narayan consciousness, Krishna consciousness, can give us proper fulfillment, and that is the visa to the Svarup Shakti realm, the plane of Krishna's divine potency. Is this clear? Devotee. Yes. But sometimes it is said that Mahesh Dham is spiritual. It seems to be more like a marginal plane. Srila Guru Maharaj, it is spiritual. Mahesh Dham is of two kinds. First, in the relativity of Maya. And secondly, Shiva exists as Sada Shiva, the devotee Shiva. He may be entangled as a grihastha, but he can conceive that he has his superior position in a superior realm, and he holds the lowest position in that sphere. So, as I quoted, one who can successfully discharge his duty in the Varnashram system for 100 lifetimes attains to the position of Lord Brahma, who is the leader of the whole Varnashram system in this world. Then Mahadev says, Tatta parang hi mam. After this, if he can continue in this way, he progresses even further. He comes to my position. In the relativity of this universe, Lord Brahma is the creator and manager. His position is somewhat like a prime minister, but Lord Shiva's position is like that of a king. He can even dismiss the prime minister and dissolve the parliament. His position is higher, but he describes himself as avyakritam. I have some limitation. I am a little indifferent. Avyakritam means not well specified, or sometimes non-differentiated with tyag or vairagya. Thus he says, renunciation and abnegation are found to be predominant in me. Then above me there is another realm which is inhabited by the Bhagavat, the followers of Bhagavan. It is they who attain to Vaishnavapad, or the plain of Vaikuntha. Jathaham vibudha kalatyaye. And when the universal dissolution is ordered, at that time I and other ruling demigods can also get release and join them. Everyone may have that chance if they move properly. O gods, this is the situation. Mahadev said this, as mentioned in the Bhagavatam. We must reach an ontological conception of what is what. The measure of exploitation, renunciation, and devotion. Devotion is divided into scriptural devotion and loving devotion. In this world, exploitation may be regulated work, karma, and uncivilized or non-regulated work, vikarma. Then there is jnana, yoga, sankhya, vedanta, and so on. Brahma has his peculiar position. Then there is Shiva as the master of Maya, and Shiva as the servant of Vishnu, Narayan. Above that is Vaikuntha, and then Golok. One should have some conception. As with consulting a map, here is America, here is Australia, here is Japan, East, West, etc. If travelling by ship, a map and so many references show the path. Also, practical knowledge is more reliable than theoretical emblems. Yes, this beacon and landmark verify that we have reached the Indian Ocean. Practical application is superior to mere theory. Shabde pare cha nishnatam. A guru of theoretical knowledge cannot help us. One who has practical experience of the way is reliable and able to save us and give us the real position. Devotee, does a jiva attain the position of Shiva? Srila Guru Maharaj, yes, he can be Shiva when he is out of the clutches of Maya, and the Vaikuntha devotee is more than Shiva. When a spiritual molecule is free from the clutches of the exploitation tendency, he is known as Shiva. Pasha badho bhavej jiva Pasha Mukta Sada Shiva. When he is entangled, he is Jiva, and when he is free, he is Shiv. Shivoham. But Krishna said, when giving his blessings to Uddhava, Bhagavatam 11:14-15, Natata me priyatama, Atmajunya na Shankara, Nacha Shankarshano na Shrir, Naivatma cha jatha bhavan. Neither Brahma nor Shiva are as dear to me as you. My elder brother Shankarshan is not as dear to me as you, nor even Lakshmi Devi. Even my own self is not as dear to me as you. Such is the position of a devotee, a bhakta. He's above Brahma, he's above Shiva, he's above Sankarshan, he's above Lakshmi. He's above Krishna himself by the free sweet will of Krishna. Aham bhakta paradhina. This is running in the current of love, not of justice, through affection. As in India, in the physical sense or in the sense of law, we find that the husband is master of the wife. But it may be that through affection, the wife is the guide of the husband. Through affection, it is possible. This is another line of love, and no matter of right. So when the Lord says, "You are more than my own life," it is not a false statement. My devotee is dearer to me than myself. If any danger comes to him, I must stand in front. First finish me, and then try to touch my son, my devotee. This is the attitude of the Lord. If any danger comes to the son, the father will come forth. Oh no, first finish me, then try to harm my son. It is the way of affection, and that is our solace. So Mahaprabhu says, O Jiva, take that direction. Try to purchase a ticket to that department. Go through Shraddha, faith and devotion, and you will be a real gainer. Further, Uddhava says about the gopis, I aspire to be a creeper or a shrub in Vrindavan, so that I can have the feet dust of these divine damsels on my head. In his magnanimity, Mahaprabhu offered such great things to us. He is none other than Krishna, because no one can give such a right to anyone and everyone without being Krishna himself. Therefore, the devotees say that he is none other than Krishna himself, and more, Radha and Krishna combined, because he gives the highest wealth of both. Only both combined, as Doyal Gauranga, are entitled to give this chance to the ordinary soul. This is inconceivable. Anarpita charing chirat karuna javatin nakalo. Sri Gauranga Dev descended in this Kali Yuga to give what had never been given before. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, what a great loss I am incurring, neglecting this chance. To whom should I tell it, and who will believe that I am consciously missing such a great chance? Who should I tell about my disastrous misfortune? Dhullabha manava janma labhya sangsari krishnana bhajinu dukkha kahiba kahari. To whom should I divulge my heart? Who will care to give me audience? Such a great chance I am trampling under my feet. I have attained this human birth, and I have just come into the vicinity of the greatest fortune, and I neglect it? Devotee, we have heard that the nine islands of Navadvip represent the nine fundamental processes of devotional service. Srila Guru Maharaj, the holy Sri Navadvip Dham, literally Navadvipa, is envisaged as a lotus flower. The center of the lotus is the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, and it represents Atma Nibedanam, or self-surrender. One has to first surrender, and then all the practices of devotion follow. The petals of the lotus represent Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, and Dasyam. Hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the Lord's feet, worship, prayer, and servitorship. Sakyam, friendship, is situated half on one side of the Ganges and half on the other. In this way, the nine islands of Navadvip are represented as a lotus flower embodying the nine standard practices of devotion. Devotee, it is said that Krishna appears once in a day of Brahma. How often does Mahaprabhu appear? Srila Guru Maharaj, although every Kali Yuga he appears to spread Nama Sankirtan, and every Dwapara Yuga Krishna also comes, those are partial representations and not Swayam Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord in person. The Yuga avatars or descents for certain ages are not Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam Bhagavan comes only once in the day of Brahma, and so Mahaprabhu as Radha and Govinda combined, Radha Govinda Milita Tanu, also appears only once in the day of Brahma in Navadvip. In all other Dwarapa and Kali Yugas, ordinary Krishna avatars and Gaur avatars appear only to preach general worship, Paricharja, and general Nama Sankirtan, as mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Dwapare Paricharjajam Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanat. Devotee, Maharaj, I have a question. In the Navadvip Bhava Taranga by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he seems to be having actual visions of pastimes of the Lord on the various islands of Navadvip. Yet he writes in such a way that he also seems to be aspiring for those visions. Is he actually having those visions? Srila Guru Maharaj, yes, of course, his vision is inspired. The Dham has inspired these two perspectives in him. The Dham allows us to see it according to the degree of our devotion. A doctor sees a patient according to his capacity. Higher intelligence can see deeper. Such is the case always. A higher politician can see a higher strategy, and so on. Janisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yashang jagrati bhutani sanisha pasyato mune. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 2:69. The detached, self-realized soul remains awake in the night of all beings, and the world of exploitation that all beings awaken in is similarly his night. A detector can see the depth afforded by its capacity. The X-ray can detect to a certain depth. The microscope has another dimension of utility. There is revelation according to one's capacity. Deserve and have. Malanang ashanir nrinam naravara strinang smaro murtiman gopanang svajano satang Chiti bhujang shashta shrapitro shishu mrityu bhaujapater virat avidusham tattang parang joginam prishinang paradevatiti viditaurangang gata sagraja. Srimad Bhagavatam 10:43-17. O King, Sri Krishna then appeared as a thunderbolt to the wrestlers, as the supreme male to the men, as Cupid incarnate to the ladies, as a friend to the cowardsmen, as an emperor to the wicked kings, as a child to his father and mother, as death to Kamsa, as the universal form of the world to the ignorant, as the supreme truth to the yogis, as the supreme worshipful Lord to the Vrishnis, and along with Baladev, he entered the arena. When Krishna entered the arena all the different categories of persons had different perspectives of him, according to their inner eye. Experience of the truth must vary according to different attitudes or degrees of consciousness, and this is applicable everywhere. Devotee. Sometimes when travelling, we keep japamala beads with us and chant quietly. Is this proper? Srila Guru Maharaj. You may do so. There is no fault. Others may inquire, why are you doing this? What makes you chant this name? But if you are afraid that you won't be able to give them the proper explanation, you may chant within. Still, of course, you may say, I have such faith, and so I'm doing this. Through the medium of sound, I can go to the truth. Sound is the medium utilized everywhere for every case. And here also, why shouldn't sound be the medium? Through the medium of sound, my mind wants to reach the place of origin of the sound vibration. The one who must reach the origin is more subtle than sound. Sound in the ordinary sense is a very gross thing compared to the Atma, the soul. But this sound is Vaikuntha Shabda, which is far more subtle than ordinary sound. It possesses more efficacy, and my sound is a gross thing in comparison to it. When it touches my ear, I can find that it is very subtle and I am gross, considering myself a bundle of material things around the spiritual existence. When this body will no longer exist, that sound will continue. It is undying. Its origin is Golok, Vrindavan, the finest plane ever known to the world, the finest of the finest planes ever known. We know of an electrical plane, an ethereal plane, but there is finer and finer. So the finest element ever known to the world is the layer of beauty and sweetness and love. That is the most original conception of existence ever known to any consciousness. And that is universal. Love means sacrifice. If they know the real meaning of love, none can say, I don't want love. Anyone may say, I don't want power. I may misuse it. To be in possession of power is a great responsibility. Love is also a responsibility, but it is unavoidable. We want love from the higher, shelter in the loving lap, in the loving consideration. We want to enter a domain where everyone will love us, a home. Home is sweet. Why? Because everyone there has some attraction and love, some blessing over us. Home is so sweet, all favorable, all loving, all trustworthy. So we want to go back to home. Home, sweet, sweet home. Swarupe shabara hoy golakite shtiti muktir hitvanjitha rupam swarupena vyavashtiti. Mukti is self-determination. The stage of self-determination as much as our self can determine, our utmost interest. That is home, that is Golok, that is the plane of Krishna. The most attractive sound is the sound of his flute. Srila Rupa Goswami has given a description. Rundhan ambubritas chamatkriti param kurvan muhus tumburum bhyanat antarayan sanandanamukan vishmapayan vedasam. Otsukya volibhir baling chatulayam bhogindram agurnayam bindhan andukataha biting habito mabrama bangshi dhvani. Arresting the movement of the clouds, astonishing the Gandharvas headed by Tumburu, and breaking the meditation of the sages headed by Sanandana, astonishing the heart of Lord Brahma, distracting the mind of the indomitable Baliraj with intense ecstasies, reeling the head of Ananta, the serpent king who supports the earth planet, and piercing the covering of the universe, the vibration of Krishna's flute wandered all around. The sound of Krishna's flute began to reverberate. When that sound entered the ear of Brahma, he became bewildered. Oh, what can this mean? And from where is it coming? What is this? It's puzzling me. Then the infinite Anantadev, who keeps unlimited universes on his lap, his head began to reel. The total force who supports all these Brahmandas, so many lustrous masses, the intense vibration causes even his head to reel. It attacks the heart of Radharani and the Shakas, friends, and the cows are also with their ears perked up, inquiring, in which direction are we wanted to go?